From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Hundreds of people in Lebanon traveled to a Christian village in the hills above Beirut today to mourn the slain cabinet minister Pierre Gemayel. Hundreds of thousands may turn out tomorrow for his funeral in Beirut. Anti-Syrian politicians are blaming Syria for Gemayel's assassination, and they warn that more killings could be on the way. NPR's Peter Kenyon begins our coverage.
On a clear autumn day in the hillside town of Bekfaya, politicians, dignitaries, and wave after wave of nuns and priests filed into the Gemayel home. Inside, the former president, Amin Gemayel, Pierre's father, greeted visitors while the nuns sang and said prayers over the coffin. Schools and many shops were already closed for Lebanon's Independence Day holiday, but those celebrations were canceled as the period of mourning for Pierre Gemayel began. The family continued to call for calm, even as the government made preparations to bring huge numbers of people to Beirut tomorrow for the funeral. After viewing the casket, 38-year-old Elias Mukhaiber called the assassination a crime against all of Lebanon's young, not just the 34-year-old Gemayel. Yes, he said he wanted the funeral to be peaceful. But yes, he also worried that provocateurs might try to stir up violence. When asked if he thinks the future holds political dialogue or more confrontation, he considered the question.
If you mean internal dialogue, there is always hope for internal dialogue. The problem is that we cannot dialogue with a regime that only knows murder as a message. We cannot dialogue with people who kill you.
And by regime, do you mean?
Of course, the Syrian regime. Who else?
In a country where politics fracture along sometimes hidden fault lines and alliances shift and reform constantly, no one wants to believe that these assassins were homegrown. Prime Minister Fouad Senyora is asking the United Nations to investigate the Gemayel killing, in addition to the 14 other attacks it's already looking into, starting with the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Within Lebanon's Christian community, the Gemayel killing has aggravated a rift that appeared when Michel Aoun, head of the largest Christian bloc in parliament, split from the government to form an alliance with the opposition, led by Hezbollah. In some areas, posters of Aoun were burned, and police had to restrain angry Christians from attacking his party offices. In Shiite neighborhoods, meanwhile, the response to the assassination has been muted, as people wait to see how Hezbollah and its allies respond to the heightened tensions. In a small shop in a Shiite neighborhood of West Beirut, Hussein Ismail worked the cash register and said of course Shiites were also saddened by Gemayel's killing. But he didn't think it would stop the opposition from trying to topple the government.
There are many rumors. One of the rumors I heard was that the two sides were coming to an agreement and then this happened. But obviously nothing's going to happen immediately. But I don't think that this is going to stop the opposition from going to the streets eventually.
A short time later, Ibrahim Moussaoui, the editor of Hezbollah's newspaper, told Al Jazeera that opposition protests are indeed likely, although the opposition might wait until the shock of Gemayel's assassination has been absorbed.
They want to put both political measures, civil measures, in order to bring down this government. Sit-ins, demonstrations, all of the things that are authorized and sanctioned by the Constitution. I believe this is what democracy is all about.
For the remaining cabinet ministers and the elected government of Lebanon, however, democracy at the moment is largely about being surrounded by heavily armed security details and fearing for their lives every time they go out in public. Finding the killers of Pierre Gemayel seems a distant prospect at best, but Lebanon's political crisis won't wait that long. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.